Hi guys, welcome to today's episode. I want to say a very big thank you to everyone that takes time to listen to my podcast and also to everyone that shares my podcast. I'm really, really grateful. Please don't forget to leave your reviews after you listen to any of my episodes. You get to leave your review by just pressing the voice note tab you see on the app and record your review for me. Thank you. Now today I want to talk about how we wrongly follow our mentors. You know, everybody has someone he or she looks up to. If you ain't got one, I don't know what you're waiting for. I believe it's time you got yourself one. You know, one that lived the life you want to live now, one that clearly walked the path you are walking now. The paths our mentors took guide us to become what we want to become. We learn from their experiences, we learn from their wrongs in order to achieve our own success. Now here's the bummer. The fact that your mentor dropped out of school in order to arrive at a success story doesn't mean you also have to drop out of school to arrive at yours. Or just because your mentor did A, B, or C to arrive at a success story doesn't mean you also have to do A, B, and C. You know, their paths are only supposed to be advices and guidance to the paths we are taking. I hear a lot of people say, hey, Mark Zuckerberg dropped out of school, Bill Gates dropped out of school, and see, he made it, he's my mentor, so I'm also dropping out of school next year, or no university for me, I'm following the footsteps of my mentor. Yo, we are in Ghana. Our systems don't work like how the systems work in the US. If you drop out of school in Ghana, trust me, you're gonna find it difficult making it big time, because the systems here don't favor us like it does over there. And it's time we face reality. We can't just be like our mentors, no way, we have to be better than them. If you ask me, I'll say that is what they would want us to be. And hey, spoiler alert, Mark Zuckerberg didn't really drop out of school like how they make it look like. He just took a gap year and later he went back to graduate. So now all these decisions these successful people took in the early stages of their lives shows us how bold they were. It shows us how eager they wanted to achieve success. It shows us their tenacity and drive for the visions and dreams they had written down. It shows us they knew what they wanted in life and they were not waiting for it to be handed over to them on a silver platter. Now if you ask me, I'll say that is what they want us to see. They want us to see this side of the story rather than what we are seeing and how we are understanding their life's decisions. I think we should sit down, decode and understand the success stories of our mentors very well and not make outrageous judgments for our lives all in the name of we are following the footsteps of our mentors.